Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me on this lovely Tuesday, we saw him last Tuesday, we're seeing him this Tuesday, we'll probably see him next Tuesday, is Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. Hello, Ronnie Karam.
Well, hello, Ben Mandelker.
How are you doing?
I'm doing so good. You know, I love a Tuesday.
I love a Tuesday because it means we get to talk about Vanderpump Rules. But this is an especially important Tuesday for me because I get to start the podcast with an enormous name drop. I'm so honored to be dropping this name right now. Last night, I decided to post a picture on my Instagram, at bsideblog, of a stroopwafel. Stroopwafels are, of course, the most delicious little snack that United Airlines serves. And apparently they're available outside the airline. Who knew? So I posted one, and I was like, this is the best. You know, just a random picture of a stroopwafel. Well, people have been really liking it. And I didn't even realize that one of our listeners did. I'm so sorry I don't have your name. I don't have it up right now. One of the listeners was like, Ben, did Countess Luann just like your photo of a stroopwafel? And I was like, what? Why would... Wait, how did the stroopwafel even get onto Countess Luann's radar? So then I did some researching. It turns out that Countess Luann has been following me. I didn't even know. It was like... I felt like it was one of the most wonderful days of my life. I was like, this is a dream. This is a dream come true.
Because when I saw the post, I was like, I'm getting tears in my eyes like I'm watching the Oscars. You know, like I'm watching, like you're my sister, Penelope Cruz, finally getting her due.
I just want to thank everyone. Thank everyone so much for the support, for getting me to this place where Countess Luann is not only following me, but she's liking my photos of stroopwafels. And I can't believe of all the content that I've posted on my Instagram, it's the stroopwafel that got her to like something.
Can you believe it, girls?
Can you believe it, girls? It's a waffle.
It's a waffle cookie that's been flattened and had caramel squished inside of it.
Would you believe it, girls? You put the stroopwafel over a cup of coffee, and it melts and becomes even more delicious.
My spring show for the Luann Cabaret, Stroopwafel, a journey through stroopwafeling waffles and caramel and waffle cookies.
Would you believe it, girls? We got the stroopwafel.
Vagina. Sonia's just flashing her vagina at the stroopwafel as a special guest.
Stroopwafel and friends. Please tell me it's not about the stroopwafel.
It's about stroopwafel.
It's about stroopwafel.
Bethany. Like, girls, I don't even know what to do. I got a photo of Tom making out with stroopwafel. Like, I don't know.
What do I do? We're drinking all shakily with our glass in bed.
What do I do? I don't want to do this. I'm not this comparison. It's about the stroopwafel. There, I said it. I get a producer credit. I get a stroopwafel producer credit.
But I made stroopwafels a la Française.
Stroopwafel. Be strong.
Money can't buy your stroopwafels.
Tom's caught in a bathroom, like, swallowing the stroopwafel when he thinks he's off mic.
Let's just have fun, as elegant stroopwafels do.
The stroopwafel is in the little box calling it a penthouse.
I mean, I'm basically like Queen Latifah, or a good stroopwafel.
Queenless stroopwafel.
I'm going to kill all the stroopwafels.
This Stroop Waffle can rap and host the Golden Globes.
It's Mrs. Stroop Waffle.
In retrospect, I don't know why I had to marry that Stroop Waffle. Why did I have to do that?
I'm going to kill all of you Stroop Waffles.
Oh, quiet, Rad's a waffle.
All right.
Oh my God. We're not even here to talk about Luann, but I just had to share. This is like a very important moment. And well, I hope I don't scare her off, because it's important for me to know that she's there. But for right now, more important than Stroop Waffles.
I'm always there.
She's like, it's like the runaway bunny. I'll always be there, your mother. The runaway Stroop Waffle. Remember that book? Anyway, so more important than Stroop Waffles, less important than Countess Luann, is the fact that we have some live shows coming up. We are doing a show in Irvine, California, which is in Orange County. We put up a poll yesterday saying, what do you guys want us to cover? Do you want a classic Orange County? Do you want a classic Vanderpump Rules? A classic Real Housewives of New York City? Well, it's only been a day, but the poll results have been pretty conclusive. I'm just going to pull it up right now. Yeah, it's pretty conclusive. Everyone wants a classic Real Housewives of Orange County episode. So that's what you're going to get.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I mean, Orange County and Orange County, right?
Orange right? County and Irvine. Yes, I'm very excited for that. That's going to be a really funny show. And yes, that sounds great, what you just texted me.
All right, so then let's announce it right now. We're going to do the Naked Wasted show. We're going to recap the Naked Wasted party. So
yeah, you know, I say all the time on this show, my dream is for Tamara to have a coming back to Satan party, like an unbaptism. And she doesn't seem to be willing to do that anytime soon. So it will be fun to watch Tamara in all of her satanic glory in one of her most evil episodes of all time.
Yeah.
Naked Wasted.
It's truly a dream. We have Gretchen. We have Tamara. I don't know if Lynn Curtin was still around, but we definitely had Gina Keough. So we will have a great, great time with that. So if you're in Orange County, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Los Angeles and feel like making a little bit of a drive down to Irvine, go there, and it looks like we're going to have some really awesome giveaways that are relevant to our brand. They will not be Stroop Waffles, although never say never. But
at this point, you never know. That's just how things work. You know? It's like Stroop Waffle will be calling any minute. Like, we heard you said Stroop Waffle. Would you like a box? Like, give me some money,
God.
Stroop Waffle.
If this little Stroop Waffle moment gets us some sort of Stroop Waffle sponsorship or just Stroop Waffle swag,
I'd
be happy.
All I really need swag. Are Stroop Waffles, some HelloFresh, and some Grillo's pickles, okay? That's really all I need.
Free food. We just, and rum chata. I want rum chata.
Does anybody from Domino's listen to this show? Please. Please.
Can we get a Stroop Waffle pizza, please? Made by the Noid. Avoid the Stroopnoid.
Speaking of Stroop Waffles, today's cast of Pump Rules.
You can also simmer them over a cup of hot coffee and they will become gooey.
Oh, so Vanderpump Rules. You know, another just classic episode of a classic season. I mean, this episode gave us so much to live for.
It really did. And it opened up with such a profound statement. It's Stassi saying, I will never let her move to Florida. It's a strong opening line. I mean, it's so true. I mean, I think that's really what we should all aspire to be doing.
I know. If someone had just said that to Luann, we wouldn't be in this mess.
As someone who just recently watched the Florida Project on United Airlines in the shadow of a Stroop Waffle box, I have to say, I agree with the sentiment. Don't let them move to Florida.
Yes. Never. And then Stassi, of course, is like, when you love somebody, you want to do like whatever the AF they AF want. But Jax is shit. Jax is pure shit. And, you know, it's awkward. It's awkward how this show really makes you root for different people every single time.
Yeah.
It's like 1 minute someone's a monster and the second, you know, the next season, you're like, oh, my God, you're the hero of women everywhere.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Yeah, it is really well. That's always been our fascination with Vanderpump Rules is how quickly you bounce back and forth between who you're rooting for. When I was going back and listening to our very first episode of coverage on Vanderpump Rules, we said the same thing then. It's like, well, I'm rooting for this Sheena girl, but now I'm rooting for this Stassi girl. But then I'm like, no, she's terrible, so I'm rooting for Sheena again. So that's what this show is all about. It's about realizing that you can never really like someone for too long before they become evil. It's kind of like those pillars in Super Mario that you step on them and they slowly descend into lava. They'll support you momentarily, but if you hang on too long, you're burning. You're burning to death in the lava.
Yeah, or like that new Mario that we're playing, the Mario Odyssey one, where there's like rolling tomatoes. And when you first enter that world, you're like, how bad is a tomato? Tomatoes are wonderful. Like, yeah. They make pizza sauce. And then it hits you and then melts you.
Yeah, you're like, oh, look, there's a lovely tomato. I might want to make a bolognese. Let me throw my hat at it to say, hey, tomato, I want to become you. And instead of becoming the tomato just explodes and makes a puddle of scaldingly hot tomato sauce that you can only jump in if you become a little fireball.
Yes, exactly. So Stassi is basically a rolling tomato in Mario Odyssey. Thank you very much. We're gone.
She's a rolling tomato. I feel like she's, I don't know if I can get on board with her being the rolling tomato. I think she's the Koopa that throws frying pans at you. I think she has more malevolence than just like a tomato rolling around. I think the tomato rolling around is either like Sheena or Katie. Just like, I'm just tomato, just, you know, and yeah, like just like, spreads.
Oh, I love tomatoes. And then it just splats you. Yeah, and I think that you're right that she is that thing with throwing the frying pans, because that thing changes itself every year, you know, like updates itself to throw different things. Yeah. Like now it's like happier and faster, and it's throwing pans instead of, you know, bowling pins. What did it used to throw?
Hammer. Well, Koopas used to never throw anything, and now all of a sudden they throw fireballs, they throw hammers. You know, they kind of got rid of the Hammer Brothers and replaced them with Koopas that'll throw hammers. But yeah, I mean, Stassi is definitely a Koopa that throws frying pans, because it's like, first of all, why are you throwing frying pans at me? Why are you doing that? And how do you have access to these cast iron skillets? And then at the same time, she can be sort of helpful, though, like getting, she can like, she cuts through the cheese. And not saying that she cuts the cheese, she cuts through the cheese. And that's kind of like Stassi, too. So I feel like she's definitely a Koopa throwing frying pans. And Kristen's just like the big Pepto-Bismol boiling hot mess around that entire world. It's like, seriously, you fell in me and died again? Seriously?
That's such a helpful description of Kristen, though. It's like Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, everyone should get Super Mario Odyssey so you know what the hell we're talking about.
I know. And can we get that game for free even though we already have it? We can sell it on Craigslist.
Anyway, So Stassi's with Lala, and Lala's clearly the fork in that world. I'm a fork. They're talking about how Jax is shit on every part of their relationship. And then Katie and Kristen sort of like wander up to them, because we should mention they're talking, this is in the wake of the big fight at the end of the last episode. So now Stassi and Lala have moved to a different part of this bar, and now Kristen and Katie come up and they pretty much just give them notes on their performance. Like, that was really great. What you said before, you guys really commanded the stage there. One note, when you exit, maybe next time a little flourish. I think that's like, that would just add a nice punctuation to what you're saying to Jax. Like maybe an eye roll or like that would really be great. But otherwise, great performance.
Yeah, I'd agree. Maybe a pivot. Since Christian's like stealing storylines now from other Housewives shows. I can't travel without Croy. Like, maybe you can pivot, okay? Pivot, yeah. At the end. Katie's like, that was some real girl power shit, especially now that we're wearing the same outfit. Were they all wearing the same outfit?
You know, there
three
was
them looked like they were. This girl power thing is really weird how, like, they're approaching it. They're like, we're all girls, let's wear the same clothes.
There's like a vertical carnival tent stripe thing that's happening on Bravo between Summer House and Vanderpump Rules. Everyone's like, let's wear like a thick blue stripe. Thick blue vertical stripe, but let's look like a circus tent, you know? And like, and so everyone at some point in the show was wearing it. It's never at once. It's just like, I mean, Ariana wore it a few weeks ago when they went on the date with Adam and Brittany. Ariana was doing the circus tent.
Like, yes, the stripes. It's an all ages circus tent skate.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's doing it.
Everyone's doing it. And then we saw clown ruffles are more of like a workus thing, I think. Like, they love like a big ruffle around their chests. They love a flap.
She loves a pirate one shoulder pirate ruffle.
Yeah. She likes a carnival pirate. Like a stripe and a ruffle.
The Carnival Cruise Lines with Kathy Lee Gifford.
If they could see me now. AF.
Jax is shit. Your shit.
Jax is shit. literally, I don't know why they call this a carnival, because it's just a boat full of terrible people.
Oh my god, the boat is sinking. You hit it with one of your pans.
Seriously, why do you keep throwing your pans? Kristen, it's not my fault someone drove the boat into your Pepto-Bismol ocean. So
Katie's like, oh my god, girl power AF, great. This is my trip advisor review. Girl power. Okay, now let's go take off all our clothes and jump in the ocean. And Stassa's like, oh my god, Lala, you're inducting Katie into being topless in front of her man. This is amazing. Great work.
There was also mention of Kristen being really wasted, because she was really wasted. She was like stumbling around with her notes. She was like teetering around. And Stassi gives a timeline of all of Kristen drinking, and we see all these flashbacks of her drinking on the plane and the lobby, but when they get in the room later on in the afternoon, whatever. And my favorite of all the flashbacks is when Kristen opens up the mini bar and goes, "This is a dream mini bar. It's a dream mini bar."
My favorite was when she, because you know we love doing the herky jerky motions of Kristen when she's shrugging, like her shoulders hitting her head forward. And stuff. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of the origin story of that. It's like Kristen just getting so drunk and hitting herself in the face with straws. And I think that's really why she's jerking all the time when she's talking. Yeah. This must have started in her teen years, where she's just trying to take a sip from a vodka soda, but it's like she almost loses an eye. You know,
I am the king of straw miscoordination. I am the one who is like either poking myself like in between my nose and my lip with a straw, or I'm the one who like is talking to someone and I go down with the straw and I like my tongue is out. I'd be like, and I'm like French kissing the air because the straw has like migrated to the other side of the cup. I'm like, where is this? And I look down and I just look like a perv, being
like a goldfish pervert, just like sitting there. blah, blah, blah. Stop staring at me, boy.
I don't know why the straws always go away from my mouth.
I don't know either, but it's easy for me to criticize because I've literally thought I'm going blind because I poked myself with a straw. I put a straw in a martini glass, and people are like, look at stupid Sheena putting straws in everything, idiot. I'm like, ugh. I literally do that. I don't want to stain my teeth with vodka.
By the way, I want to thank the Detroit audience, speaking of straws and stuff like that, because what people may not know who listened to the live show that we put up over the weekend, in the beginning of the show, when we played the Vanderpump Rules theme song, Ronnie and I did a coordinated Vanderpump Rules entrance where you threw straws, I over-poured a martini and then sloshed it and then threw a purse to the side, you threw napkins at the audience, and the audience, we were really we did a lot of choreography to make sure that all landed, and I have to thank the audience for supporting us and receiving it well. Thank you.
Yes, that was our first attempt at choreography. We did it!
We did it!
I think we were more proud of that in the show than anything else from that show. We were like, oh my god, we did choreography. Also, our friend Elaine recorded that. Elaine, wherever you are, send it to us.
Oh, I have it. I have it, sorry.
You do? Thanks a lot, Elaine. There's two people in this pea pod. Okay, Elaine.
Wait, request for Elaine. I could just text you this. I think because it had to be compressed down into a text, it became low resolution. So why don't you email? Can you email it to me? Thanks. And Ronnie.
Okay.
She also helped us choreograph it, and it was her purse that we flung across the room.
So
now James is opening beer bottles with his teeth.
Now we know what happened to his dad's mouth. You see, there's times when you don't need to become your father, okay? This is one. You're in America now. We have dental care. Stop opening beers with your teeth.
Yeah, so. I don't see what makes people, what compels people to do that, you know? Like, I already have enough issues with my teeth. Like, why would I ever want to imperil them even more? Your teeth are not forever, okay? Don't do things like that to them.
Yeah, that's someone with Bravo Healthcare right there. When people are just like, look what I'm doing, taking a... Because I feel like Richards. That's such a Britney thing.
Oh.
Well, Britney. You know, it's in the Britney vein of voices. But
yeah.
I feel like that is just such a Britney thing to do. It's like, we had a carnival. You bought for beer bottles, and the first one to get the top off without their hands, wham!
You get to win a piece of fabric from the tent. You get to turn it into a dress. So then Tom Sandoval is talking to Jax. He's like, dude, Jax, are you really going to leave? Dude. You know. He's all sad, crestfallen that Jax.
What am I gonna do without Jax, bro?
What's it gonna be like? How's it gonna feel when you're not with me anymore? dude, you have a third eye? Because mine's blind. Third eye blind is a great way to describe Jax, by the way. It's a great
I know.
Way.
You can hit yourself on the eye with that little black Reiki rock all you want. It's not helping your third eye become less blind. You know what I mean? Stop poking yourself in the eye. And you too, Kristen. This whole episode is people just poking themselves in the eye. The third eye.
Kristen's, I think, third high blind.
Now, I think that now would be, like, a really good time to go to commercial because, like, Rob is so good at commercials and, like, he can do them in, like, 7 minutes or less. It's, like, amazing.
So, James is like, hey, it's boys' night. It's boys' night, guys. Gents, let's go be men. Let's be men and be guys. I'm, like, turning into Dorit. It's guys' night, boys' night. Catwalk, Jax, catwalk.
Yeah, he's more cockney when he's bro. He's like, look at me. I'm like, okay, James.
I got a little idea, guys. Old Jaxie boy, why don't you do a catwalk?
Nothing says bro like doing the opening of, or like doing the chimney sweep dance from the Mary Poppins. Bra.
My fair lady, let's do it right now.
Yes, and he's really trying so hard to be with the boys. He's so excited to be with these skanky guys, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, Jaxie boy, bro, you have a dream, bro. And if Britney says no, what are you going to do with your dream, bro? I'm like, he did not have a dream to be a social media hockey person. What the hell is everybody talking about?
That's going to be Jax's march on Washington. That'll be his speech. I have a dream to be a social media hockey person.
I have a dream to tweet about men hitting flat putts with big sticks shaped like L's. Change the world, bro.
So while the guys are dancing and doing catwalks, the girls go and do their skinny dipping, which was great because we got to see Kristen wipe out on the beach. She's just like, ugh!
And right after, Brittany's like, girl power, baby! Which just cracks me up. That's like the perfect time to say it. Kristen falls face first into the beach.
Girl power!
You know those, like, there were some, like, clams under that sand. They were like, what the fuck? Like, what just fell on me?
I know. They're like, what is this thing skittering all over the beach? They're like total hypocrites.
Are the horseshoe crabs back?
And then back in the boys, Jax is in full victim mode this episode, which is hilarious. And I love that the editors keep cutting in like this really feeling music for Jax. Mm-hmm. It's like cut back to the boys partying. Jax is like, can I just catch a break? Can I just catch a break? I was like, well, you've caught everything else, for Christ's sake. Why not?
It's called breaky for him. He needs a breaky. Kelsey, is breaky and reiki the same thing? So
what
then
is this breaky? I think Christian was just doing it on the beach. Does it hurt your face?
Hey, if we all touch nipples, do we cast a spell?
They're nipple blind.
Yeah, they're nipple blind. Hufflepuff and waffle nip. So then, meanwhile, now time to go back to Sir and see what's going on at the sexy, unique restaurant of the North. So
this is one thing I noticed in the episode we did live last week of the very first episode ever, but I forgot to mention it. Lisa walking in, and the first time we see her go to a table, and I love that she gets all Italian. She's like, hello, how are things? Oh, bon appetit. Yeah, yes, Lisa, life is beautiful. I just like that. She's like, look at me. It's fun, hostess Lisa.
You know, I will always say, the very first time I went to a Vanderpump restaurant was Villa Blanca with my friends Andrea and Jason several years ago. And she really was like very, she's good. She knows how to play the game, right? She knows that the show is driving business to her restaurants and people are there to see her, and she goes and she says hi and she greets everyone. So I respect that, you know?
Yeah, she's a good Mickey Mouse at Disney.
She really is.
She's very good at it. And Ken's a very good, I don't know, Donald Duck. You're like, is Donald Duck even moving? Like, Donald Duck always has the least amount of energy every time I'm at Disneyland. I'm like, why is it Donald Duck that's just sitting there? It's always Donald Duck, that lazy fuck.
Well, it's always like someone who's been out in the Orlando sun a little bit too long. Just like dying of heat exhaustion. Sitting in like a little chair in the corner of the of the animal kingdom buffet that's made to look like you're in West Africa. I was there this summer. It's a very real experience for me. Okay, I was there.
Yeah, I'm still terrified because I went to Epcot a few years ago. Epcot. My niece was just a little baby. We're like rolling her around in this. It's like 100-something degrees outside because, of course, it's cheaper to go then. And it was a lot of walking, and I'm still bitter. And I just remember thinking Donald Duck is just sad. I mean, we were there 3 days, and every time we saw Donald Duck, I was like, someone, cheer that fucker up. And he's like chain smoking at the fucking Epcot Center, you know, Jamaica restaurant or whatever.
Can I tell you something? Back in first grade, which was 1986, we had a family vacation to Disney World, and we went to Epcot Center. And I remember seeing someone with like the Figment, you know, Figment's like the little purple dragon, from the Figment of Your Imagination ride, which I've never been on to this day.
Yeah, me neither. I don't even know what that is.
It was like in a glass pyramid structure that looked like a I.M. Pei design in front of the Louvre. So I remember seeing someone with the Figment thing. I was like, he's lame. He has a stupid purple dragon. And then we were somewhere. And my dad, all of a sudden I felt like a fuzzy thing in my cheek. And I turned around. My dad was like nuzzling a little Figment, stuffed Figment against my cheek. And I was like, oh, I want it. And I got it. And he was like my favorite thing for like 10 years. He was basically my little stuffed frog. And you know, I always remembered his birthday. And you know when his birthday was? As in the day that I got him? It was March 26th, 1987, which means that yesterday was his 32nd birthday.
Oh my God, you just totally fucked over Figment in your even in your touching story. Figment's like, it is my motherfucking birthday. You're like, shut up, Figment. Figment's like in a box somewhere.
Oh my God, I hope Figment's not in a box, but he probably is. I haven't seen him in a while.
Figment's banging against a box somewhere like, it is my motherfucking birthday.
Figment has like a red like bullet wound on his forehead. Be like, it's my birthday.
Figment's like, I'm a hot slut in the morgue. Get me out of here.
Figment's just like lording over a little ranch fondue sundae, dipping a stroop waffle into it.
Oh, did you call?
Sounds like this party needs some entertainment. Money can't buy a glass.
So we get to see Billy's space work, which I always love Billy doing like improv with real props. Literally, she's like, hi, you want to move from 7 to 7:30? Okay, I've got it. And then you see her fake screen touching, like they show the close-up of the screen and her not touching it, which was hilarious to me. Like, it was an improv class with props.
She's like
beep, look,
boop, 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 beep, 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 boop, 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 boop. All right, Mr. Figment, your birthday dinner has been shifted to 7:30.
She's like, Mr. Figment, are you still in that box? My pussy's amazing! My pussy's amazing!
So Lisa comes over, is like, hello, Billy. Hello, how are you? And so she starts telling...
My pussy's amazing, thank you. How are you, Lisa? How are you, my darling?
So Billy Lee, quietly the show's biggest gossip, is like, oh, I'm good. You know, Sheena tried to set up Brittany with Adam, and I thought that was funny. Oh, I guess that she was asking about Billy's date with Jeremy, since I got a lot of flack for saying Jeremy, because that's how I say Jeremy. It from New
Wooder.
York.
Jeremy got Wooder, put out the fire.
Jeremy is spoken today like, in class. Ben spoken today in class.
Because Lisa's like,
Billy Lee, Lala. How did your date go with the new hero of the restaurante? The hero.
He is a man of great prestige and firefighting skills.
Did our new firefighting hero get your little kitty out of a tree, Billy Lily?
I can't help but wonder, did our firefighter set you ablaze?
Billy Lee's like, well, I guess she was just trying to say, I guess Sheena was just trying to show her that, you know, there's more out there than Jax. And Vanderpump goes,
I feel that's a bit premature, don't you? Listen here, little lady, fake screen touching. This is my show. And when it's time for Jax to come down, I will bring him down.
Yeah. And by the way, I like that when they reference Adam, we then cut to Adam and Wes, and Adam's like, hey, my man Wes. I'm like, I love when, like, when there are these vacations and the JV crew has to take over, sir. It's like Billy Lee, Adam, and Wes. Wes, barely, I don't know how Wes is even in this. I mean, they really should bring back that girl from last season. What was her name? We always forget. The hostess in training? Danielle? Tina?
Not Gigi. Wasn't it a two, wasn't
Mariska,
it a two-syllable name?
Mariska Hargitay? That...
That's not two syllables.
It's actually specifically many more. Daughter of
Jillian Michaels?
Mickey Hargitay, Mariska's father, who owns a nursery right near Ronnie.
Wasn't it the girl who... You mean the girl who said that she was boning James?
No, no. Remember there was that girl who was like, Lisa, I would like to be a hostess. I want to do... And they're like, all right. Or maybe she was a hostess.
Katie Mahoney or Katie O'Malley?
Katie O'Malley, yeah.
And Lisa's like, all right, tell me what the table is. And she's like, it has four wheels and it goes really fast. She's like, I'm sorry.
You only get partial credit.
That is a Jaguar. Please go back up and glance at
the Jaguar.
Jaguar, eh? So, yes.
Yeah, so now 3:47 a.m. in Mexico. Sheena and Lala, and Lala are getting ready for bed. And Sheena's like... What are you doing? You're taking forever.
This is what I
You're
wrote
taking down. Way more than 7 minutes, if you know what I'm saying. Hashtag Rob.
I phonetically wrote down Sheena's opening line.
What you doing?
What you doing?
I actually have the vowels written out like musical notes. So I
you
can
kind of have to, because sometimes I have to do that. I have to add extra vowels to make sure if she says, what you doing? I don't say, what are you doing? Which is what I did.
Because oh, no, it's she did say, what are you doing? She said, I wrote, because I wrote it, what? I wrote W-A-T-R-U-D.
So many nuances. This is why we need conductors at the symphony, you know?
What are you doing?
The words are the same, but the cadences are just are different. And so
what are you doing?
Turning her into stress. So so Sheena's like, look. Because basically Lala's doing something with honey. We don't know yet. Like honey, and there's a bottle. And she goes,
Lord even knows what so, she's going to be doing with that.
Yeah, so Sheena's like, look. I bring a stuffed frog with me everywhere, but that frog has a special meaning to me, and I snuggle up with it every single night. Like, now, I know I just did my Figment rant, but I like how she says, look, I bring a stuffed frog with me everywhere. As if like, oh yeah. Like, that's normal.
Yeah, she's like, but even I have never seen a grown woman with a baba before bedtime.
Except she calls it baba, which I think all of us know, you know, like a little sucker for a baby is a baba. But Lala says, I'm getting my bubba, which is even creepier because that's like a Tom, you know?
Yeah, because she was actually, when we said doing something with honey in a bottle, it was actually a baby bottle. And she slipped into bed under the covers and started suckling on a baby bottle, a.k.a. a baba, a.k.a. bubba.
Yes, which was really creepy to watch. She's like, look, girl power, I'm trying to be friends with everybody, which is why I suck Tom off in my mind every night before I go to bed.
Even Sheena was like, this is weird, and I'm someone who sleeps with 5 printed canvases aimed at my face.
Rob could down that Bubba in less than 7 minutes.
So in case anyone's keeping score, Bubba on Bravo means Tom Schwartz, Katie Maloney, Dorit, and now a baby bottle.
Baba Lee means Dorit's child and pizza.
Baba Lee! And for people who don't understand the origins of Baba Lee.
Happy birthday to you.
Baba Lee!
Happy birthday to you.
I love that everybody is so shocked that someone from Vanderpump Rules is taking a bottle to bed. I mean, the only thing shocking here is that the youngest one is the most mature and finds a way to not spill it all over the sheets.
Unlike, speaking of pizza, unlike Tom Schwartz, we now cut to Katie and Tom in bed, and they're eating. She's eating pizza off of her stomach. You know, somewhere Kevin Lee is just like passed out in a rocking chair, like, I told her so many times.
Why you do that? Why you do that?
Why you do that, Katie? I'm concerned for you. Not even go pizza.
Kevin Lee's just popping up all over the place. I also have to say, you know, Bravo couldn't have done this on purpose, but it's two shows in a row tonight, because Summer House and this one, where the woman's like, fuck it, I'm just going to try and be as drunk as the one I'm trying to marry. That'll fix everything. It's like two storylines right in a row. Katie's like, look, we're happy. I'm just going to get wasted now instead of getting mad at Tom getting wasted, you know, which I think, you know, I can't. As a single person forever, I can't really say that what's a good relationship move and what's a bad one. But, you know, I say if you're with somebody that will let you be wasted and spill pizza all over your bed and still sleep with you, that's a good marriage. I mean, I'm starting to buy it because I haven't been buying it so far.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to hear her say Tom is next level wasted, but it's cute. This is not the Katie that I know.
And then she even said, if he blacks out and makes out with someone, it will most likely be me this time.
Or the pizza.
Yeah, which I don't know if that's growing or just giving up. You know what I mean?
So it's 4:30 a.m. and there's a knock on the door. And who enters but Stassi? And it's funny, she enters and Tom's like, hi, and just like shoves her onto the bed. And she looks at him like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. She's like, it's fine. It's fine.
I like that he's talking in some weird voice now. I don't know. This isn't his drunk voice.
It's
We've
his
seen him drunk
voice.
Many times, but he's being like very. He's talking like this. Like, what are you, Lisa, greeting a table? Who are you?
So, apparently, Kristen is freaking out in the hotel room, like ranting and who knows what. It reminds me of those like those horror movies where like it's like, don't go into that room at night, because at night the kindly innkeeper turns into a monster. Well, wasn't there that movie a few years ago about the grandparents, the M. Night Shyamalan movie? Like, at night, grandma turns into a witch.
Oh, that was good. That was a good movie, by the way.
I didn't see it, because I don't like watching horror movies. But it's,
oh, that was a good one.
But it's basically like that. Like, at night, Kristen just turns into, like, an actual monster that, like, has to be. You have to leave her alone in the room.
And the movie could be called You Remember Copenhagen.
You know how she was in Copenhagen.
You remember Copenhagen. I'm like, please, can somebody from this cast please spell Copenhagen?
I'm going to step onto my magical Stroopwafel and take a ride back to Denmark with you, please, to hear about this. She's like, now, on the last... What?
Oh, I was going to say, this is another plot line that's in Summer House tonight as well, where somebody gets so wasted that everybody just leaves them in bed and goes somewhere else without them. It's a really weird parallel night tonight.
It really is. So the backstory on Kristen being a terror when she travels, which is a new thing, I guess, is Sassy's like, on the last night in Copenhagen, I actually saw Satan. AF. Mm. And we basically learned that Kristen was like a ranting lunatic. And I'm just imagining while Kristen is ranting that there's like two like chefs running through this trying to get a wheel of Comté cheese for Caroline Fleming in the middle of it, you know, just like.
This was hilarious. First of all, that Kristen has travel issues. Have we ever heard this before?
No.
That Kristen she suddenly has these issues where she's like, I just can't travel. I don't know. Traveling without Carter. Like, when did this happen? It's like, it's a new illness spreading all over Bravo. It's the new Lyme.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, I like it. I like that Kristen is a demonic traveler who needs an exorcism in the morning, but I don't know where it came from.
She's like, I literally took my bags out. Okay, that's how bad she was. Okay.
So, speaking of being possessed, I really should not have uttered the name Caroline Fleming, because then, of course, I looked at her Instagram. Oh, and Ronnie, I'm sorry. I think we have to do an impromptu clear the phlegm. Is that okay with you?
Okay, yeah, of course.
How lucky are you to have me teach you about me?
Clear the phlegm.
So, we haven't done this in a while. We have a lot of new listeners. Caroline Fleming is one of our absolute favorite Bravo stars. She's from Ladies of London, and she has truly the most ridiculous / wonderful Instagram. So, she usually posts some nonsensical photo and has a ridiculous caption. So, I just happened to look, and there's a photo of Caroline Fleming in a telephone booth. Basically, she's in a jumpsuit, a black jumpsuit with like a red and white stripe on it, holding a bag, a Chanel bag, and holding up a phone. The phone booth is a British one of those red phone booths. She's holding up a phone, but with her index finger and her thumb, like almost like it's gross. She's holding up, and she's got sunglasses on, and she's just in there. And the caption says, "Never give up on something." Wait, let me start over because it's too stupid. Okay, again, she's in a phone booth, posing with her knee up. Her foot is like on the door. Her knee is up, holding a Chanel bag and a phone handle, saying, "Never give up on something you truly believe in, star." What do you truly believe in? How is this a picture of endurance?
Like, what is it? Is it germs that you believe in?
Is it landlines? The payphones, like, do not give up on the payphone. What is she possibly standing? Where is the perseverance?
Let me see here. I'm looking through to find something that's just fucking ridiculous. Let's see. Okay, she's wearing a pineapple shirt with some kind of shoulder ruffle thing. Fluffle. What do you call that? Like kind of a fluffle ruffle.
Yeah, it's a little, it's like there were shoulder pads at one point, but they got deflated.
Yes, and pants that look like white curtains.
Yes.
And like the curtain rod is her belt.
Yes.
It's a really odd look. And she's like, "I have tussled my hair." Because she's like put her hands through her hair. She's like, "Look, sometimes my hair is messy. And sometimes I go for what I believe in." So she goes, "You will never have this day again. Heart emoji. So make it matter. Heart emoji. What day? What day are you having?" She's like, "Look, pineapple. I will never have this pineapple day again."
I think that maybe it's a reference to the fact that like time is fleeting. Because if you look closely, there is a spectral image of a skull behind her.
It's one of Caroline Stanbury's old interns.
It's like the Army of the Dead is coming for her, and she's like, "Hold on, Army of the Dead. I need to take a selfie. There. Army of the Dead, you will never have a day this day again, so make it matter. Heart dead. Dead army."
Game of Crones. Okay, so she's now she's still wearing the same pineapple shirt, because she's like, "I don't know if I really got it across. Let us get now in front of, make my hair more ruffled. Make it more ruffled. Okay, let us get in front of this display of dead butterflies." This is one of those where they get the butterflies with their wings open and they like zap them frozen or whatever and put them on sticks. So she's standing by that with her hand tussling her hair, with her eyes closed in ecstasy. And she's like, "I'm a good egg, just a little cracked and scrambled."
In Denmark, we call that kaflakaslinen.
Everywhere else, they call that bad eggs. Really bad eggs.
Okay, I'll do one last one for me. There's a picture of her. She is kneeling in a bathtub. She's wearing a little yellow bikini. She's holding a yellow tulip. And she has plucked several of the tulip petals off into the bath. And she has her hand up high, like she just flung some of these petals. And the caption is, "You are amazing and strong and brave and wonderful. And when I want to smile, I just close my eyes and think of you, heart." What? First of all, your eyes aren't closed.
"When I go woohoo, but my eyes are half closed, but my arm is in the air, and I just shaved with flowers in the tub, I think of you." Thanks. Thanks. That's really touching.
Wow, you really taught us so much. Anyway. Wow. Sorry, we really had to clear the phlegm. That was good. Let's close up
clear the phlegm.
Oh, God, I've missed that crazy ass.
She's the best. I love her.
And she has a podcast now, so everybody go listen to it. It's with her and
Sophie.
She just said.
Sophie Stanbury.
So sorry, you guys. My brain is completely gone. So, yeah, her and Sophie Stanbury, keeping it real.
Yes.
So, next up, Hote or Hote? Hot or hoat? Just kidding. I don't know why I wrote that down, that commercial.
I just want to say real briefly, the nice little epilogue on this scene with Tom, Katie, and Stassi is that Stassi had to go to sleep on Tom's pizza-stained pillowcase.
It wasn't me, I swear.
Baba, where's Craig when you need him to do a little, stitch a little cat over the pizza stain?
I like that even when he's drunk, Tom, too, can always remember his lines. Mm-hmm. It wasn't me, I swear.
So Shaggy next up, matches. It's a good description for him.
Yeah.
Next up, yes.
Dude, 7:30 in the morning.
And he's also the first one on Bravo lately that doesn't have the typical dun 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 or whatever that ringtone is. Why can I never remember it?
It's the one that goes. Oh, now you did that. You did some weird samba, and now I can't hear it anymore.
Mine is the dun 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 da dun dun dun. They say the neon lights are bright
on Broadway.
It sounds like a lullaby version of that. I love it, but his is like a slot machine. It's like doo 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 doo.
Oh, here it is. Opening default. It sounds like this. Oh, I hate it. Wait, hold on. I've got to reset my phone. You guys can hear my ringtone because I've got to set it back to where it was. Sorry, everyone. Little 24 CTU ringtone.
Ariana's like, Tom, there's something very important going on. You need to get out of bed. He's like,
no, bro, that's my move, man.
So,
this may be the last time I get to sleep in while Jack's still here.
Peter and James are sharing a room, which makes me feel bad for James because Peter's hot and so nice and everything, but he has no lines. It feels like they just keep putting James with like the swings.
I know. Well, I thought what was funny is that everyone was waking up because they all had to go on a little field trip. And so everyone's like, it's 7:30. We just went to sleep. And Peter's like, hey, everyone. Okay. Everyone ready to go? Everyone ready to go? All right. Great.
Well, I also bonded with Kristen in this episode, which felt really weird, I have to say. Mm-hmm. Kristen wakes up with a pillow that she's put a t-shirt on. And I do that. Because, I don't really? Know. And I realized, oh my God, I'm just like Kristen. And also a dog. Because I do that when I leave town. I put one of my t-shirts on a pillow to give to the dog sitter for Bueller.
It's kind of like Kristen going to sleep.
So we all sleep. Meet Kristen and Bueller. I'll sleep with a pillow with a t-shirt on it.
Yeah.
So there you go. I don't know if anybody needed that information, but it was funny to be like,
we're sharing.
I have something in common with Kristen and a dog.
We're sharing.
We all win.
We're sharing. You know who else wore a little shirt? Figment. He came with one. His little yellow shirt with orange trim.
Ben? Did you sleep on him?
he's no frog, but you know. Mm. Anyway, so yes, Kristen's sleeping.
The end. Okay, everybody. Thanks.
Tom
for
has
listening.
Dirty feet. So Tom Sandoval is like sitting there, and he's sitting there with Ariana, and he's like, dude, I can't believe Jax will be the one to leave. I mean, I feel like I'll never see him. And Ariana's like, well, you can go visit him. He's like, it's not fair. It's not fair, dude.
Like, there are these things called planes, Tom. Sometimes I wonder if that's just why they're together. It's really fun to correct people.
Yeah, it's like a Richard Scarry book. Planes. Then we see, like, cut to Tom just, like, throwing himself into the mattress. It's like, Tom, this is an actual king-size mattress. There's no abyss. You can't fling yourself into the abyss, Tom. You can't. It's not Rob's Lake House. It's not two twin beds. Tom.
Grow up and deal with it, Tom.
He's like, boom, boom, boom. I know I can get in between these mattresses soon. Boom, boom.
We're going ziplining in the crevasse between our mattresses.
So then we cut to Jax. And he's
music. Sad Jax is a victim music. It's like bling, 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 bling.
Yeah.
It's just me.
Just contemplating life on a chair, fondling a Reiki rock.
Yes. It's like, how many times has Jax been up at dawn, just sitting on the patio, confused with a rock he doesn't know how to get up his nose?
Yeah. So he's sitting there, and Brittany's like, hi, Jax. And he just starts saying about how He took it from all angles last night. Even Tom said so. He just kept on taking it from angles, and everyone was just so harsh. I mean, he's fine. I've done a lot of fucked up shit, but, like, he really took it from a lot of angles, you know?
I thought it would be cool to share my job offer. I thought it would be a cool thing to share, but then they came for me. First they came for Jax, and no one cared.
Then they came for my Reiki stone, and no one cared.
And then they came for me with the Reiki stone up my nose, and no one cared. It just never ends. He's the victim in every scenario.
I love this. They're coming for me from all angles. It's like, yeah, well, maybe you should stop being a fucker in all different angles. Like, well, then they won't come for you in all the different angles.
Jax being a victim is nothing new, but Jax pretending to be positive is scaring the hell out of Brittany because she's starting to fall for it now. You know, Brittany, it doesn't take much to convince Brittany, and she looks terrified. She's like, "Hi, how are you?" And he's like, "Just thinking." And she looks visibly worried when he says that.
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh no, not thinking. Oh God, how are you going to do that social media job for the Hockey Doodles?"
Jax, if you're thinking, you're not drinking. Okay, so come on.
Stop thinking, Mr. Lincoln. Look what I got him.
So he just he's like, "Well, I have my negativity rock, and Kelsey says it'll help clear away negativity." So she's like, "Oh, okay. I'm gonna leave you to the negativity rock and this pretty view." Okay.
Bye. She's basically backing up, like,
okay, then Jax, I'll just be Doctor. Get over here. Jax is thinking."
And Jax just sits there, is like.
He's crushing that rock against his third eye.
Yeah. he's like, "Who's there? Who's there? Reiki who? Reiki Lake? What?" Telling himself knock knock jokes.
He's like, "Hello. Dun dun dun. Who's there? To get to the other side? God, I thought it would be a good thing to share." Fucking chickens can't even be happy for me.
Banana who? Banana. How long is this gonna go on? Banana who? Banana who? Now it's an orange. Oh, I get it.
Why are fruits always mean to me? First, the banana came for Jax.
Apple Jax? Is that me? So now they all are going to this water park called Zila or something like that. And I don't know, anyone who watches Happy Endings probably felt a little bit of warmth because that was Alex's store, Shella, you know, X-E-L-A. Anyway, so water park, they're at the water park and they're in the van there. And James, of course, is like chugging booze. And he's like, "Listen, I didn't come to Mexico to not turn up, girl." I'm like, you say that about going to Target. Okay. "I didn't go to Target to not turn up, girl."
Turn it up, Target up, and red dot up, and ticky, 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 ticky,
wiggy, 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 up. And then he starts speaking Spanish. He's like, "Porque enchilada, muchacho."
And they get there.
Which is also how he goes to Target. Stupid. So Lala's like, "Oh my God, I hate when James is always drunk. Here, slam this drink, James."
Yeah, I have developed a fear of birds. And then they cut to like several macaws on Kristen, and that's like the last. I would develop a fear of birds too if I heard Kristen's voice in Threesome. Seriously?
Seriously? Seriously? Suck our dick, Diana. Seriously, Tom? Killing the quark game.
And then they show them all on Brittany's head. I'm like, Brittany even does this wrong.
And then they're like staring
at... His head hurts! Jax, why does the hat keep talking to me? Am I in Super Mario?
I love that Lala even gets straight with the parrots. She's like, "Look at those parrots. They got them beaks.
That okay, parrot is such a gangster bitch. They all start staring at a lizard. I was like, "Oh my God, it's the star of Lizard Pump Rules." What a crossover episode.
That's like the 10-year anniversary title of the season. James is like, "Can I pick up the monster?" They're like, "Let him be pretty. Just let him be alone." And Brittany goes, "He looks like a little dinosaur."
Drunk-tastic park.
Brittany in Jurassic Park.
"Hi there, T-Rex T-Mob." "Hey, T-Rex, I like how you made my water shake."
Everyone's like, "Why are you dating the T-Rex, Brittany? It's horrible. It eats people." She's like, "But I love him."
Clever girl. You didn't say the magic word, JX.
Jax is calling.
Hey, gotta JX, go. I'm just going to climb up these power lines. Make sure no one turns them on, electrocutes me, okay?
Jax is eating out a nanny.
The T-Rex just runs away. It's just you see like the water shaking in the glass, and then they put the flashlight up, and Jax's face just lowers down in front of the Jeep.
But it's like the sensitive T-Rex, so he's just sitting in the shallow end.
The T-Rex is just holding a little Reiki stone, and be like, my arms are too long to tap my forehead. Kelsey shows up and like climbs up the T-Rex's back. He's like, here, I'll do that to you, T-Rex. He's like, please call me Rexford.
You know, that's funny that we're going into this because Jeff Goldblum was on Watch What Happens Live last night. Oh. So you see how this works?
Chaos theory.
He's like, so which is your crotch shot and which is the crotch shot from some card, you know, someone else on TV? Look at he's still killing it.
Who would you rather bone, a Triceratops or a Brontosaurus? One has a really big neck, but the other one has a big mouth. What do you think, Jeff? He's like, well, Andy, have I shown you about chaos theory? I'm going to put a drop of water on my knuckle.
Did Laura Dern have to endure this?
Endure it.
Did she?
So, she have to endure this? So while they're at this like water park, and Stassi is complaining to Kristen Ariana about, complaining to Ariana about Kristen and how, what a monster she is, much like that little lizard. And Stassi's like, you know what? When I'm traveling, like, I sleep a certain way and I need a certain sort of environment. And like, Kristen's not like that. And you know what? The agreement is I want complete darkness and silence after 2 a.m. AF. And Ariana's like,
ugh. Yeah, Ariana's like, poor Stassi, so sad. She's like, you remember you called my brother creepy last week, right? It's weird. It's like, it's just weird that Stassi would even go to Ariana and Tom for sympathy. That's like me going to like a fucking Brick workout. What do you call those? That place called CrossFit. Brick where they lift. Yeah. That's like me going to CrossFit and complaining about the calories in the Domino's to people who are actually working out.
Well, listen, you know, Stassi knows what's up. When you've got a bone to pick with someone, you poison the waters all around. You just go to every single person and be like, Kristen was loud at night. Kristen was smoking and she was freaking out and she was like throwing up in projectile ways, twisting her head all around. It was weird.
Yeah, it gets worse and worse every time, which actually I believe the Christian was like that. She's probably just so wasted, like, oh, I'm scared. Oh, my God, I'm really scared. Oh, my God, where's Carter? Oh, my God, enchiladas, I don't want an enchilada that runs with Carter. Like, no, it doesn't. Calm down.
Literally, Kristen bashed in the bathroom with an axe and was like, here's Kristen. All work and no play makes Kristen something, something.
I want red rum. Where is it? Why is everybody offering me red rum all the time? If there's red rum on the wall menu, why isn't anybody serving me red rum? Red rum, red rum, red rum.
I want my red rum and red rum and red rum and red rum.
I want my baby back, baby. Brittany comes over.
Can I help you, Christian? Would you like some red rum?
It sounded like the Baby Back's Ribs song. I want my red rum, red rum.
I know, that's what... I actually meant to do Kibbles and Bits, but it turned into Baby Back
Ribs. Oh, I recognize that jingle. Brittany's like, hi, did somebody get ribs for Dinosaur Jax? Because he's about to eat a baby.
So Jax is staring out at the water park with fear, and he's like, I don't know about swimming anymore. And they show a flashback. You can come help me if you want. You can come help me. You can help me. It's like, Jax, put your feet down, the sand below you.
And Sheena's like,
it's not like the altitude will affect you here like it did there. But you still need a life vest. And also you need to go through that trapper keeper and make sure that you clean everything up because Robert did this in less than 7 minutes. And we're going to respect his like in Mexico.
And poor Peter, he puts on a life vest and it's not that it gave him a muffin top. It sort of gave him like a Pillsbury Crescent roll container that exploded on both ends.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I've done that so many times. I'm like, well, I guess I should cook these.
And they're great.
Yeah, you just cook the bacteria away, guys.
Yeah.
So there's some advice to anybody who dates Peter. So put him in a toaster. He'll be fine. So Kristen and Sheena have their, like, aggressively passive-aggressive talk by a tree. Oh, no, wait.
No, it's Kristen. No, Kristen's, oh, no, she's no, Kristen's talking Sheena. To Sheena about her she's fight with Stassi.
And she's this like, is the thing with the Taco Bell coven. There's no one outside of that to talk to. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, they villainized everybody else. Who else are they going to talk to? Brittany? She's got her own problems. So they're going from, like, someone who doesn't care to someone else who doesn't care. It's like, Sheena, you won't believe it.
What?
Yeah.
That she, Jax is actually avoiding cleaning up a lake to impress Rob? Well, I believe that.
Yeah, Kristen's like, yeah, Stassi was crazy last night. Like, she just came in drunk and just started yelling at me about something. Like, what? Just because I was setting her matches on fire doesn't mean you get to yell at me, okay? Seriously? Seriously.
And we get a Sheena laugh.
Stassi's just being a stubborn bitch.
So Kristen and Stassi, now it's their talk. She's like, yeah. So, where'd you go last night, Ugg?
And they're just having this, they're trying to talk it out, but not really. They're just getting angry at each other. And Kristen's like, you do always throw temper tantrums. You do throw temper tantrums when you're drunk, and I always let it go. I'm always the peacemaker. I'm like, sure. I mean, admittedly, she's true. She's right. I mean, we did see Stassi storm out of her own murder party. But I like that Kristen acts like she was just totally fine when she'd been drinking all day long, and we know she's a nightmare.
Yes. And Stassi's like, I'm not doing this because you know you're terrible and you freak out. And I'm, you know what? Next time I go on a trip, I don't even want to invite you. And she's like, I wouldn't go. I didn't want to go to Paris. That's why I stayed in Copenhagen. Alone with my t-shirt pillow. Trying to find why is everybody trying to serve me red rum but not giving it to me? Why would they offer that to me and then not serve it to me? Everywhere I go, I say, is there red rum? And they say, no. What's happening to me?
And basically, Kristen is just trying to spread the responsibility around because Stassi's like, you literally become a homicidal maniac. Well, we all become a homicidal maniac. No, you were actually swinging an axe at me. We all swing axes. You chopped my arm off. We all chopped our arms off. Kristen, I literally have one arm and you have two.
We all have five arms and not three.
You need to learn how to talk to people and not scream. Seriously? Seriously? Killing the screaming game.
Let's not finish this.
Okay, let's not finish it.
Yeah, let's not finish it.
Okay, fine. Let's not finish it.
One arm.
I knew you saw I only had one arm.
So then we get this song, and I don't know what the words are, but it sounds like pasta, pasta, pasta to the White House, pasta, pasta. All I'm hearing now is pasta. Yes, I've never wanted to do cocaine and eat pasta more than I have watching this show.
I have been eating more. I'm not even, this is not a joke. I've been eating way more pasta in the past 2 months. I think it's partly because of this show. Like, I've been making pasta. I've been eating pasta out. Like, I'm a gay person in LA. I do not eat pasta. That is not what I can do. And yet I'm doing it.
Yes, and a couple of years ago, there was that huge pasta controversy where they're like, that pasta hates gay people. And you see, the tides always turn back around. Just wait, because yeah. Now it's back. It's like, finally, the gay people are eating pasta again. Thank you, Vanderpump Rules.
I know. So now the highlight of the episode, Brittany, excited, goes, I saw a lemur family, like a bunch of little lemur babies. Yeah, they were like, he's this big, and it's a huge iguana, just like chilling with him. It's like, lemurs!
And Sheena's like, that's like a cat and a possum had a baby. And she goes, this is all I wanted my whole life, to see wild animals.
Well, that explains the relationship.
And she goes, it's like a cat, and Sheena's like, a possum. But no, like a cat, it's a possum. Like a cat, and it's like a cat and a cat. It's like a cat and a bigger cat, but with a longer tail and a possum face. I told you, possum! So Jax is sitting in the shallow end. He's yes. So pathetic. He's like, look at me.
He's like afraid to go to go any deeper.
And he's still wearing a life jacket, which is hilarious.
Can you help me? You can come help me if you want, Brittany.
So you're she not still thinking, are you? I don't want anybody to get hurt in this lake.
So Brittany comes up and she feels all guilty. She's not apologizing to him, but she has a very apologetic tone, which establishes some of the fuckery in this relationship because he's made her feel shitty, you know, because she comes up, she's like, I feel bad, Jax, because you had a harsh night, and I was excited for you. I was excited that you got a dream job that doesn't seem like a real job offer, but you got one. It's like social media for a hockey team in Tampa, and I'm supposed to just, like, give up everything and all my friends and all my inroads I made here and my job and my life and my happiness just for you. But I was happy for you, Jax. I was so proud. I was proud. And I don't want you to think I wasn't proud. Like, please don't think I wasn't proud. Like, why are you groveling, Brittany?
Yes. Well, because she told all the girls the second he left the table, and then they jumped all over him, so now she's feeling guilty. It's not like she made up something and told them. She just said that he's thinking of taking a job. Like, Jesus Christ, she didn't do it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, honestly, I thought you were on board, Brittany. I thought you were on board. When did she ever say she was on board? She said from the beginning she's not on board, you ass.
It's just a manipulation on his part. Now he's just like, oh, if I had known, I would have. Like, he's like, I get to be around hockey, which is my passion. I mean, it's a quiet passion. I haven't talked about it in 5 years, but it's my passion.
The funny thing about this is, you know that there's not even a missed call on his phone or like a received call on his phone for these people.
No.
And he's just trying to have something to blame Brittany for and be a victim for next year. Like, she took my dream away.
Yeah, exactly. And he's just, you know, now that she's groveling, he has her in a place where he can be like, if I had known, I would have said, like, what we're thinking about, we're going to talk about. You didn't tell me. You didn't let me know. You weren't clear with what you said. And then you said things and made me look like a dick. And everyone yelled at me on my birthday vacation. You know, it's so manipulative. It's disgusting.
And she's like, well, it's just a lot to think about. I just want to make sure you're not thinking, because that could hurt you, Jax. Please, please don't think anymore, Jax. It's like drowning, but with your brain.
And he just sits there pouting in the shallow end. It's like the best image of Jax ever.
You know, he's
like laying
in
a life jacket sitting in the shallow
end. bubbles rising up around his butt.
So Stassi is talking more about how
Kristen was awful.
Kristen, and Sheena's like, it's Stassi's fault, she made her cry. That's why Kristen's upset. It's Stassi's fault.
And Stassi's just going on with this whole thing about how Kristen is an emotional terrorist, and she's like, it's like having a member of ISIS in your hotel room. AF.
She's like, she's steamrolled to settlements, so.
I say that's a little mean to ISIS.
Hey, ISIS is trying to improve its image here. She's like, it's like having ISIS in your hotel room with t-shirt memes.
At least ISIS has goals, okay?
Yeah, it's like too blessed to not kill infidels.
So I don't even remember this. I wrote down this thing where Jax Jax and James are hanging out in the water park, and they're talking. There's like a rope swing or whatever. And Jax is like, "Hey, James, you try the swim?" James is like, "Yeah, I killed it." I'm like, "You don't
kill the swing game, bro.
All you do is swing from it. you literally grab on and fall."
So James is really trying to be friends with Jax. So he's decided that he will now tell Jax all of the shit about the
Adam
girl, about
Sheena
trying to hook up Adam, you know, because he's like, well, if Jax's boy needs intel, I'm telling the truth. Also, it probably has something to do with all those drinks they were slamming down his throat. And these producers really know how to produce a show. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's like, I'm trying to cover up my Ariana from reading my lips. Sure enough, Ariana's like, bzz, bzz. She like knows exactly.
She's like, Hal the computer. I'm sorry, James, I can't do that for you. She's closing an airlock around him. So Jax is like trying to stay calm. He's like, I'm just trying to pull in my inner Kelsey. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be inside Kelsey.
I like that Kelsey's advice was just try and visualize yourself having a good time on this trip. And he's like, I totally listen to Kelsey. She's the only thing that helps. You haven't even tried.
Yeah.
So he's like, but I like Adam. He came to my house. He seemed like a nice guy. And James is like, he is, bro. But I'm telling you, Sheena tried to set him up together. Chimney sweeping, Mary Poppins always opens. Cut the shit, man. Cut the shit.
So now Jax, we're best friends, Jax, right? Now that I've told you these things, we're best friends. I'm your best friend now, Jax, right, old Jaxy boy?
So then Jax tells us, oh my God, who is she to try and get in my relationship? Did I try and get between her and Shay? I'm like,
yes.
Yes.
They didn't even bother showing the flashbacks, and it's so obvious. They didn't even bother.
Oh my God, this fucking guy.
So then we go to, oh yeah.
I just wrote, it's morning again.
Yeah, so
and
now
I
we
wrote
have
it in that voice. Like,
well,
I
actually, it was evening. It's
oh,
evening,
it
and James is back in the hotel room, and he's like steaming his shirt. He's like, I travel with my mini steamer wherever I go. It's from Cleveland. I don't know why everyone laughs whenever I say that. A little trick is I spray my cologne before I steam. It's like the cologne's just vaporing and you just smell like a fucking gourd. So, question, Ronnie. What does germ smell like? Question. What it smells like.
Oh my god. Well, steamer. Steamer has this.
And we're done.
There is a pretty, you know, distinct smell to steamer.
I feel like he smells like you opened up a box of paper clips and you're rummaging through it to find the right size one because it's the variety pack, and you finally find it, and then you smell your fingers. You're like, my fingers sort of smell like paper clip.
Yeah, like cheap metal
and vapor.
Sweat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this scene looked to me like Norman Bates, like steaming his mom's dress after she died. So I'm going to say he smells like Norma Bates, you know, being thawed out after being stuck in a garage freezer for a couple of months.
I'm going to say matzo meal mixed with matzo meal mixed with lighter fluid.
I'm going to say he smells like nighttime mom breath, you know, like that that boxed wine smell when she's like, I love you, honey. And you're like, ew. So boxed wine is cigarette breath and that fake cheese that they put on yellow nachos.
Oh, I'm not totally mad at that smell. I think it smells like spackle with goldfish
spackle?
Breath.
What are you looking at in your house? Do you really have spackle sitting around on your desk?
I'm saying spackle with gold. You know when people eat goldfish and they get goldfish breath? It's like that crackery smell. It's like, and you're like, and there's like a little crumb that comes out at you. It's spackle and goldfish breath.
Okay. I think he smells like egg residue that when you crack the egg on the counter and it just left a little like egg jizz there and then dried. Plus, glue gun glue.
It smells like what do you call those things that you use on special screens? Those things you wipe down special screens with. It's like a lint-free cloth. A lint-free cloth. He smells like a lint-free cloth mixed with scallops.
I'm going to just hand you the win on this one.
Anyway.
You killed the rope game.
So
now other in the other room, speaking of smells like, number two is over there like, Bubba, look at me. I look like Conor McGregor. And then the camera does a close-up of his little tiny muffin top.
Things you never
like,
want to say.
What's up with your pooch, dad bod?
Yeah. By the way, Katie, you know, considering that you had this whole Kevin Lee moment earlier this season, don't shame the pooch, because we're working on it. And by we, I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure.
What the hell?
We're working on it too, Katie. We're working on
shut
it
up,
too.
Kevin. Shut up, Kevin Lee. Katie's like, what did you do, Tom 2, to yourself?
I'm serious, Tom 2. You a model, Tom 2.
So Lala and Sheena are in the bathroom getting ready together. And
yes.
Lala's like, my man wants me home. He's over it. He is over it, bitch.
Yeah. And Sheena's like, that's so funny because, like, I'm going to go off the grid. My man, I'm like, I just want to be present and, like, have fun, you know?
Yeah.
And then she FaceTimes Rob.
I told myself I was going to turn on Wi-Fi or, like, cell service in Mexico because, like, I want to stay off social media. And, like, I don't need to be on the phone all the time, like, staring at my Instagram and, like, looking to see if Rob's texted even when he hasn't. You know, it's like, what's the point? Like, if he hasn't texted, it's because he knows that I know that he loves me. So, you know, so, okay, I'm on the phone now. I'm on the phone. FaceTime, Rob time. It's Rob FaceTime. Hi, Rob. It's me, Sheena. I've been on the phone for, like, 24 hours. I was so crazy. And he's like, yeah, you still shouldn't be on the phone. Why am I looking at your face?
He's like, just please be present and have fun. She's like, okay. Which is clearly why she said, I just want to be present and have fun. Because he's probably told her five different times, yeah, don't text me or call me. Just be present and have fun. Be present and have fun. I get to have presents and have fun? No, just be present. Okay. Stay off of Wi-Fi. 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 Oh, I know what that's short for. Why fight calling Rob? I'm not going to. Hi, Rob.
LTE. That stands for let to me a call Rob. Right now.
So he's like, be present and have fun. She's like, I totally will. I know what's so funny about that. I was just saying, I was at the water park today, and I was like, Rob would be so good at this water park. I bet he could build like a water slide in 7 minutes.
I'm driving. Hello? So gotta be safe. Gonna pull over. Gotta go. Click. I'm driving.
And she goes, I love him. As he literally hangs up on her.
And Lala's like, this is sad. And I went to bed with a bottle. So
Chris,
I call my fat guy daddy and went to bed with a bottle, and I'm sad. So
he's like, yeah. So Kristen and Stassi are doing makeup. I'm like, we don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. Let's not fight. Okay. And Kristen's like, traveling freaks my brain out. You know, like, unless I need Carter to travel out of the country.
Yeah, every time I freak out, like every time people fight, like I freak out. I'm like, then why do you start so many fights? No one is buying this, okay? It's like every time I travel, like there's roaches in Nini's bathroom. I'm like, okay, Kim Zolciak. When you're stealing storylines from Kim Zolciak, it's just time to go back to bed with your t-shirt.
I know. Okay? And how does Carter alleviate anxiety? Anytime the camera is on him, his mouth is like doing that emoji thing where his mouth is just like a horizontal line, teeth bearing, and his eyes are going left and right, like like. Why are you looking at me? Why am I on camera right now?
But every time, you know, Kristen, I'm still bonding with Kristen in this episode, which again feels weird, but she's like, you know, like I freak out. So Valium or edibles, YOLO.
Yeah. Please don't feed me after midnight. So
don't get water on me.
Sunshine. So speaking of pasta, we now go back up to California, where Lisa Vanderpump is cooking in her own personal kitchen as a new pasta for Ken. You know how I get these ideas. I have this idea of new pastas that in my mind are going to taste delicious.
You're going to be my
guinea pig, darling. You mean guinea pig?
Yes. It's going
Ken.
To... yes.
Oh, I was just going to say, stop bouncing off the walls and sit over here, Ken.
Ken, it's going to taste like a bolognese, but it's not going to have any meat in it. Wah!
Schwartz is a quintessential puppy dog.
I was like, oh my God, I hope she's not psychic, because this has not been a good week for puppy dogs on the Vanderpump the Vanderpump household. And as much as, you know, I want Tom to possibly never get sober again, I also don't want him just to, you know, I don't know, die.
No.
So Ken's like, when's that going to be ready? She's like, it's like bolognese. Yeah.
meatless bolognese.
Some might call it a red sauce.
Well, there's no question. If you're cooking it, I'm eating it.
Well, we can see you've done enough of that.
I'm like, okay, there's another man fat shaming scene.
Oh, this is the best bolognese I've ever had. Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you. Da 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 Vanderpump Contessa. Barefoot Lisa.
I'm so offended at the man fat shaming on this show that I took a peanut M&M out of my belly button and I ate it. You guys got into my storage, my winter storage of peanut M&Ms.
You bastards.
So Brittany and Jax. Jax is like, so, you want a drink? And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Let's. Now what?
Yeah.
Now what?
Reiki cocktail.
So she's like, you're going to make me something? I want a ham sandwich martini, please.
Ham teeny? You can make it with hot ham water.
And his face is just twitching. So he's like, he tells him the whole James thing. And she's like,
well, obviously this has come from Sheena. And obviously the Adam knows now that, you know, I'm with you.
He didn't know that Jax was with you before. He's been to your house. You've been with Jax for a while now.
And she's all nervous and like speaking. Well, I mean, it was fine. I mean, like, I think that she was just like trying to make me happy. He's like, well, why didn't you tell me? He's like, well, I didn't want to cause trouble. It's your birthday and you've been thinking a lot. I don't want you to think anymore. It's scary.
I told you thinking would lead to something bad.
So she's like,
well, this all goes back to the original problem, which is that Jax cheated on me. So Jax cheated on me, and then someone got mad about it, and then someone told Sheena about it, and then Jax made Sheena mad, and then Sheena got mad, and then tried to make Jax say it, and then he brought Adam, and that was bad, and now I'm sad, and it's Jax's fault.
Yeah. And Jax, of course, is now mad at Sheena, and he's like, this is none of her business. Didn't she just get divorced? Not everyone wants to jump into marriage like she does and be divorced three times. I'm like, I don't get it.
Also, don't you know that Britney's mom has been married like four times? Like, he's such an asshole.
Yeah.
It's like, not everyone wants to be like your slut mom, even though he wasn't talking about her. So Jax is like, what kind of weird possessed person are you? Like, you make some effort towards your own relationship. Your life might be better. And she goes, are you saying you're going to say something to Sheena? And he's like, well, that's like me saying something to Rob. Like, you know, like telling everybody that Rob doesn't love you. I'm like, you just did that.
You did that. You actually did that. And this was Sheena's payback, by the way. So so now the whole group goes to dinner at Sir. What?
Oh, my God. And Kristen's like, am I allowed in?
Yeah. They find a restaurant called Sir that's down there in Mexico. And they're like, whoa. Yes. And James keeps like, they're like, oh, my God, that's so funny. And James is like, Tom Tom's going to be down the street. Hey, the Abbey's going to be next door. Guess what? Where's Diana? Where's Natalie? Where's Guillermo? Guillermo's going to be like, hello, welcome to Sir. Because it's like an opposite Guillermo. Get it? How did that like, pump hello, Tunisia?
He's like, would you like to come to Sant? Would you like to come to Sant, bro? Would you like to come to Sant?
30 minutes later, hey, I don't see a pretty awesome British DJ in the corner there. Do you? They call this place Sir? I don't think so. Like, we get it, James.
How do you say wiggy wiggy in Spanish in front of a pizza oven? Do they have pizza ovens? Where am I going to work here? Where's the Mexican James?
Get pasta here. Hey, where's the fridge? Where's the back alley? Get it?
He really is just like milking one dad joke over another after another dad joke after another.
And I should point out also, by the way, that at this point, Kristen has now taken the mantle of the chunky vertical stripe. She's now the one wearing the carnival tent stripe.
Yes. And then Jax is like, Jaxie boy, let's do some shots. It's me and Jaxie boy. We're going to get a tattoo, me and Jaxie boy. And Lala's like, okay, this is just really sad now. It's like someone playing hard to get and someone being too easy. James is acting like a girl willing to give it up on the first date to a non-plane-owning fat person. Who does that?
A non-plane-owning fat person. So then Sheena is like, guess what? Time to talk about Rob. He's the best, and he's, like, so handy with things. It's so sexy. Oh, wait, Ronnie, you be present-day Sheena, and I'll be Big Bear Sheena, okay?
Actually, you should be present-day, because you'll probably remember the lines better. Okay, are you
okay.
ready?
Okay.
Okay, everybody, buckle up, because we're going on a Rob and Sheena coaster.
Okay. Present-day Sheena, he is the best, and he's, like, so handy with things. It's so sexy.
He's the best, and he's, like, so handy with things and so sexy.
Like, I watched him put a TV on the wall in, like, under 7 minutes. Like, I timed him.
Like, I watched him put a TV on the wall in under 7 minutes, and I timed him.
He took, like, the hitch off his car and hooked it up to mine in, like, less than a minute.
He took the hitch off his car and hooked it up to mine in less than a minute.
He, like, built a sandcastle and was, like, it looked amazing, and there were, like, three turrets, and he did that in, like, 35 seconds.
I forgot what I was talking about, but Rob's amazing. Can I get TV in under 7 minutes?
It was so funny. Sheena's basically saying all this stuff, and every time
she
said something,
same thing.
Like almost verbatim, they were flashing back to her saying it. It was amazing.
And Ariana's like, TMR, too much Rob. I'm so sorry for you, Stassi. Everybody just starts repeating themselves.
Yeah, Sheena's like, yeah, Rob did, like, the surround sound of my dad's. It's, like, amazing. Like, you have to come over. Listen, I'm talking. Kristen, I'm talking.
Kristen, he did surround sound, and it wasn't even the speaker kind. Like, the TV show came on, and then he started saying all the lines from it in different parts of the room. Like, in less than 7 minutes.
It's like, I remember when I was a little girl, and I'd watch The Golden Girls, and, like, it'd be like, da-da-da-da, thank you for being a friend. And then on the bottom, it said, in stereo sound, we're available. And I was like, what? And now I get it.
Kristen, I'm talking, Kristen.
Kristen's just yawning in her face.
She's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sorry, I'm wearing carnival stripes.
Tom's like,
well, it seems like a good time to call Lisa Vanderpump and tell her we all know about her copyright infringement on this restaurant's title. He's like, hello, Lisa Vanderpump. She's like, hello, who is this?
Who's this?
Tom.
Adam Tom
calling from Sir. Who? Tom calling from Sir. Who? Tom Sandoval. Who?
I'm not familiar.
Oh my god. So and then Tom Schwartz is like, oh, I wish I had Lisa's phone number, but I'm too shy to ask for it, because I'm just a cute little kid. Ah, oh, Bubba.
Oh, one day Schwartzy will have it together enough. He'll know my bolognese recipe, which I will text him through a phone number. Little does he know, it will be Google Voice until he learns more.
So Jax and Tom go to the bathroom together because, you know, Jax needs somebody else to fight his battles because he doesn't want to get attacked again by the girls.
Yeah.
So he's like, Adam. And then they decide to jump on a skylight together, which is just basically a huge fuck you to Katie.
Well, but it's... Yeah, I thought that too, actually. I was like, that's weird. And also, what were they expecting to happen? They're like, hey, let's jump on this, because there was a skylight over the kitchen. Like, let's jump on this. So they're testing it, right? Like, hey, because let's see if this works. Because guess what? If it doesn't work, you're crashing through the glass and landing possibly on a hot cast iron skillet that saucy through there.
Yeah. And like, I don't Jack know, should probably sure. still look better for it, like, to be honest.
I just don't understand the end game on that.
Well, I understand Mexican architecture a lot better because, you know, they're like, Americans are going to be seeing this. So we need to make it really
Let's
strong.
Reinforce it.
Because every single one is going to jump on it.
Okay? Yeah. And Americans are not light. So, yeah. So Jack starts telling Sandoval about the whole Sheena Adam situation. And Tom, you know, Tom Sandoval is like, that's so fucked up, dude.
It's really fucked up.
Which it is. But Jack started it.
Yeah.
So Tom is like, they're obviously together. Like, she made the choice to stay with you, which God bless her heart. I'm like, what a dumbass. But still, she made the choice.
Let her just be a dumbass in peace.
And Jax just keeps wiping his face really oddly.
Like, yeah.
I love that Jax can find some kind of twitchy drug wherever he is. At this point, his eyes are just basically slitted, crossing, and he's wiping his face crazily.
Hey, he's just riding that high of jumping on a skylight and it not breaking. He's like... It's a good like litmus test. If you can jump on a skylight and it doesn't break, you know you still have potential.
Yeah. For so him. Now we get the James bullying story.
Yeah. Where basically Lala wants James to share more of his experiences and he's like, "Well, you know, Lala does know me best." And Kristen's like, "Or the one you live with, me." I'm like, "Oh my god, I keep forgetting that they used to date. There was like a season where they dated."
I know. He's like, "Is there a door I can spit on?" Then shut up, bitch.
So basically,
like, we remember who James is, right? I love that I love how they're trying to change us all now. So we're all supposed to. I mean, I guess you can be bad one day. You can be bad one day and then good another day.
Well, I fell for it halfway. I fell for it. I fell through that skylight of emotion because basically we learned that he was really bullied, like aggressively as a kid, to the point where the bullies broke his leg and he was bullied for his chin, for his ears. They said he was gay. And honestly, in that moment, I actually could see little James. I saw him as this like skinny little dweeb that people would make fun of. And I actually, my heart genuinely broke for him. Like it really, really did because, you know, we make fun of him a lot and he acts immature and he's so brash. He does these awful things. But, you know, when you hear these stories, you know, you can certainly, it doesn't excuse his awful behavior, but you see where it comes from. You see how he's acting out to try to feel some sense of like power that he never had, like some sense of manliness, some sense of self-worth that was taken from him. And I like it. There are a lot of people are bullied and they don't act the way James does. So it doesn't excuse the way he acts, but I still feel terrible for what he went through. Like that just breaks my heart. I hate hearing stories like that.
Yeah, and I also hate that they got him off of whatever he was to do these talking head, whatever he was on to do these talking heads. Because obviously, at this point, he's just going through withdrawals. Because he's, if you think about all of the crying he's done in his talking heads, he's been basically crying in the studio now for a full day. Mm-hmm. Just like everything they bring up, he's like, "Rah, my dad."
Good.
Bullying, good. Which I feel for, but at the same time, I'm like, Why is he suddenly sobbing? They probably just started switching out his meds with something else, like they do on Unreal, where they're like, make it break down. Let's get a day of interviews where James is just sobbing about something.
Probably, and good for them.
Yeah, spread it out. So Kristen's like, yeah, you know, be kind, right? And he's like, all rewind. Right, be kind. And then they look at each other like that glimmer of understanding between two people who have been in a relationship and might possibly get back in the pot together. And all the ingredients mix together and they taste delicious. And then you say, is there beef in this? No, there's not!
It's like two eye boogers both fell, one from the left eye, one from the right eye. They both fell down the cheek and met below the nose and were like, hey, it's about time we came together. And then the nose, just like some big thing of snot, comes and just pushes them all off.
So Sheena is going to pretend to be like a really good person right now because she has to know what's coming for her at this point. She's set a pretty big ball in motion. She's like Indiana Jones running very, very slowly from the ball that's about to crush her. She's like, Rob can outrun this ball in under 7 minutes, but I'm just going to walk.
There's like so totally a ball coming for me, and it's like, why is someone rolling a boulder at me? Like, why don't you focus on your own boulders? And if you're going to roll a boulder at me, I'm going to roll a boulder at you, okay?
That's her getting flattened.
So she's like, okay, everybody, like, Jax, you brought us here together in Mexico, and like, you better know how lucky you are to have this girl, and if you go to Tampa, we're gonna all go see you.
Because we love you, and we support you, and we'd never do anything to undermine you.
So then we get a shot of street shopping where Katie is trying to play a big dick flute.
Yeah.
Thing.
It's a penis flute. It's an actual penis flute. It's a flute in the shape of a penis.
And then let's see, Stassi is still complaining about now she's talking about how Tom number two blacks out. She's like, listen, no one likes drinking more than me. Pinot Grigio AF, okay? Brittany has PBRs for breakfast, okay? James is taking off beer bottles with his mouth. But we don't black out. And then they just show Tom with a dick flute.
Yeah, and in fact, I'm actually, I just happened to look onto Instagram right now, and two judgy girls, they have a gif on Instagram of Tom with a dick flute on loop. Literally, as you said that, I saw it. And it's very funny. It's a nice thing to take in.
Those girls are funny, man.
They really are.
So Tom and Sheena in private now. So Tom's like,
so I heard that you took Brittany out. I just happened to be on this skylight jumping up and down, and word on the skylight was you took Brittany out with first man ever made in the Bible. She's like, oh, I was just trying to have a good time. I was like, hey, Adam, want to make something out of your rib? Get it? He's like, she knows exactly what she's doing, and it's really fucked up.
Yeah. So Jax joins in on the conversation, and you know, Sheena's doing double talk, trying to, you know, cover her ass and everything, and Jax is like, I hope all the barbacks think that they have a crush on Brittany, because she's mine. I own her. Let's go to the skylight, you know?
Yeah, he's like, I look better if they want to fuck her. You know, the problem is, you know, so does she know? And she's like, well, she knew it was coming. She knew Adam was coming. And he's like, so she knew it was a date? And she's like, I said she knew it was coming, not that it was a date.
He's like, this is typical Sheena, putting her hands in the cookie pot where it doesn't belong. I was like, I don't think I understand what that means.
Jax is always burning his hands trying to make cookies.
going in the cookie pot.
Ow! I put my hand in the cookie pot. It doesn't belong there.
She would too.
Hi, welcome home, Rob. I made you some cookies. Ow!
She's totally stirring the jar.
Rob put ice on my hands in less than 7 minutes.
He can make cookies in less than 7 minutes. It's amazing.
So Sheena's totally caught now. And, but
you know, though, she doesn't care because she's like, well, guess what? You're the one who tried to undermine my relationship with Rob. So this is what you get. Payback's a bitch. And I was like, you know what? It's petty and immature, but hey, it's Vanderpump Rules, and in Vanderpump Rules, I applaud her.
I just wanted her to see that there were other guys out there.
I just wanted her to find her smile.
What's your smile? Missing Brittany's smile. And then Brittany's like, hi, everybody. She's like, damn it. It's not going to work. She has her smile. Damn it.
So then, you know, Jax is just talking about Adam, and he's like, look at his life, and look at mine, okay? look at them. You're a dishwasher. Be gone. I'm like, you're an aspiring hockey social media person, which is, there's nothing wrong with that, except for the fact that yours is just like a Craigslist notification that you're treating like a job interview.
Yeah, and then he starts fighting with Brittany, because he's like, Brittany, come over here. It's like, it's not complete until you yell at Brittany for something she didn't do, you know? So she's like,
well, I just didn't know. I mean, Adam was there, and I don't know. I mean, I guess he said he had a crush on me or whatever.
And he's like, yeah, well, if you wanted to leave me, you would have left a long time ago. And I was like, well, that's actually true.
It is true, and he knows that about her, and that's why he will always have the power over poor Brittany.
Even a broken clock is right a couple times a day, y'all.
That's right. That's right. Like five times a day, right? Isn't that how it works? Isn't that how time works?
That clock looks like a dinosaur.
Hey, there's a bird in that clock. Anyway.
Put that bird on my head. I'm waiting until 12 o'clock. So that bird's right on my head for a couple of seconds.
You ever notice how that cat never makes eye contact with you?
The cuckoo pops out. It's like, cuckoo, ugh. Cuckoo, ugh.
Seriously.
And that brings us to the end of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes. That was a really, really fun episode. We're going to be back tomorrow to talk Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Be sure to buy your tickets to our Irvine show next month, April 15th. We're going to talk about the Naked Wasted Dinner Party from Real Housewives of Orange County. It's a classic episode, and we'll have some fun stuff there to give away. So, y'all, have a great, great evening. Go to watchcrappins.com to get those tickets, by the way, and to do all sorts of other stuff, like get our merch, which is running out. We're almost done with our merchandise, and
yes. It's
the last wave of that merchandise.
Go do it. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.